Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, the new moon Nidra cauldron for Virgo. And while we don't have this new moon until Saturday evening, we're sneaking in nice and early. We're getting really organized, just like all Virgos would like us to be. So taking this time, because Virgo is an earth sign, so taking this time to really feel that sense of anchoring in, of connecting to this earth which supports us all. And maybe you can feel the support that's beneath you, and whether you're resting on the floor, whether you're resting on your bed, whether you're resting on a sofa, feeling all the support that's beneath you. So there might be cushions and pillows, there might be blankets, there might be eye pillows and sandbags. You might be going for the full works burger as you come here to rest. I'm feeling that sense that the earth is holding you. Papa Tuanuku is holding you, supporting your whole body. And this doesn't matter what position you're in, whether you're resting on your back, whether you're resting on your front, whether you're resting on your side, or even if you're just leaning against a wall. Perhaps you can just feel that sense of gravity pulling ever so tenderly, so gently, on all your bones and your organs and your muscles, pulling you home to the earth. So just taking this opportunity to, as you nestle into your home, your rightful place here on earth, where we all belong, that you can let down, you can let go, you can release whatever you have been holding. You can release whatever is no longer serving you. Feeling rooted into Tupuna, the ground. Feeling close and comfortable as you settle into this Nidra nest. And maybe you can feel that even here in this little Nidra nest, you can feel that beneficial boundary between what is your body and what is the body of the earth. Maybe you can feel that through your bone settlings at the back of your skull. Maybe you can feel that boundary between where your shoulder blades settle and the support beneath. Maybe you can feel that all the way down through the length of your shoulders and your upper arms, down through your elbows and your forearms and your wrists, your hands, and even your thumbs and all your fingers, feeling them all softening, relaxing. First fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers and little fingers, all softening. And just feeling that beneficial boundary between where your arms are resting and the earth that they're resting upon. All the way back through the points of connection, back into the space in between your shoulder blades, and then traveling down through your spine, vertebra by vertebra. Each and every little vertebra, a point of connection a beneficial boundary between you and the earth that you're resting upon. And feeling all those little points of connection, it's like a recalibration. The energy of your body and the energy of the earth upon which you're resting. Coming all the way down through your lumbar region, your sacrum, and right to the very, very tip of your tailbone. The earth holding the weight of your hips, your pelvis, and your buttocks. The earth holding the weight of your legs all the way from your thighs and down through your knees, your shins and your calves, your heels and your ankles. All the way down through the soles of your feet and the tops of your feet and the very tips of your toes, your big toes and your second toes, your third and fourth and little toes. Feeling your whole body here, resting, nurtured, nourished and loved. A place of delicious nourishment. Just being here, completely held. And in this close and comfortable space, here within your nidra nest, feeling that you're fully in the flow of life, where you can feel the sense of being anchored, of rooted to tupuna, the ground, in a space of being able to receive love with ease. Feeling that land in your body as your body here lands on the body of the earth. A sense of trust, that trusting the universe to align you with your highest good. Feeling a sense of perhaps welcoming your breath, letting your breath be so soft and so effortless. Moving in and moving out of your body. The full flow of your breath. And perhaps as you breathe in, you can be celebrating your growth of this year and welcoming all the new beginnings. And as you breathe out, perhaps releasing all the things that no longer serve you. Breathing in the new beginnings. And breathing out what no longer serves you. And perhaps with each breath in, it's almost like you can smell spring around the corner. The scent of the blossoms. And as you breathe out, can be perhaps releasing all that you've been holding this year so far. Recalibrating our breath with the energy of the earth shifting towards spring. And as you feel the flow of your breath moving in and moving out, noticing that you're here at this point of transition, that as you're releasing, it's creating space, creating room for something new. And what might that newness be? And you might just like to feel your body here resting here on the earth. And recognizing that there is something so beautifully grounding and yet magical just about being who you are. He whenua, he rongo, I'm made of mud and stardust. I'm made of the earth upon which I'm resting. And I'm made of some special source that comes from somewhere else in the galaxy. And you might like to feel that energy, that special magic of mud and stardust that makes you who you are in your heart space now. Noticing what it feels like to reside in the space behind your breastbone. Welcoming the mud, welcoming the stardust. Welcoming all the feelings, all the sensations that arise here. All sensations, all thoughts, all feelings are welcome. And you might simply wish to stay here in the space of your heart, just listening. Listening to your heart's true desire. Maybe even listening through the back of your heart space to the true desire of the earth upon whom you're resting. What does she have to say? Or you might like to feel that you can start to sow the seeds of your heart desire, through each and every part of your body. Hekakano, the tiny, tiny little seeds that you have been generating here in this time leading up to the new moon. The little symbol that you have placed upon your seeds. These seeds containing all the amazing wisdom of all your intentions, of all your elevated emotions, compressed into this tiny, tiny seed. And so perhaps if you wish to take a journey around your body and sow your seeds, you might like to bring your awareness all the way up to the very crown of your head. And here at the very crown of your head, perhaps placing a seed, gently pressing it into the earth here, right at the crown of your head. Trusting the universe to align you with your highest good. And then letting your awareness flow all the way down into the space in between your eyebrows. And placing a tiny seed here. And this is a seed of energetic whiz-bang fun, a way of recalibrating yourself towards joy, towards pleasure, towards play. Feeling your awareness coming down into the little dip in between your collarbones. And here in this little dip in your collarbones, placing a seed of nurturing, of nourishment, and of being loved. Feeling that you are all these qualities, and yet you can also share these qualities and express these qualities towards others. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down the length of your right arm and sowing a seed at your right shoulder, and your elbow, and your wrist. Seeds of being happy, of joyous and free. And five tiny little seeds across your thumb and all your fingers, seeds of being unburdened, lighter, brighter, having fun, joyousness and freedom. And perhaps you can feel your fingers tingling and buzzing with the anticipation of joy and lightheartedness. And perhaps you can just gently pat those seeds in, feeling your awareness moving back through your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, and coming back to that little dip, that little seed in between your collarbones. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left arm And sowing seeds here at your left shoulder, at your elbow and your wrist. And sowing seeds of receiving love with ease, of feeling close and comfortable, of feeling beneficial boundaries. And then five tiny little seeds for the very tips of your fingers and your thumb, feeling nurtured, nourished and loved. Delicious nourishment here at the very tips of your fingers. And just feeling that sense of safety, of co-regulation. Perhaps of your hands holding one another, holding one another in support, and using your hands to pat these seeds so tenderly into the earth, pressing them in here at your wrist, your elbow and your shoulder, and coming all the way back to that little seed sown in the dip in between your collarbones. And feeling your awareness come all the way down into your heart space, here in your heart space, feeling that deep calibration of your heart, of your body, and the heart of the earth upon which you're resting. And while you're feeling the weight of your body here resting, feeling the lightness, the happiness, the joyousness, and the freedom of being here in your heart space, lighter and brighter and having fun. And perhaps as you let your attention expand further into your chest, into the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, perhaps you can feel fully in the flow. The flow of freedom, the flow of happiness, the flow of joy moving through your body. And then sowing another little seed in your belly of delicious nourishment. Delicious nourishment on all levels. And a seed in your pelvis. And this seed in this pelvis, perhaps like a mycelium pathway that connects us all. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, through your right hip, your knee and your ankle, and sowing little seeds here of feeling fully in the flow, of feeling rooted to tupuna, the ground, e whenua he rongo, that connection of our body to the earth, all the way down into the heels. Feeling the tips of your toes sparkling like stardust. Your big toe, your second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Our feet so connected to the mud of the earth and yet sparkling with the stardust that we're all made of. And then covering up all the little seeds sown here up through the length of your legs, perhaps feeling the mud on your fingers, between your fingers as you press the seeds in here at your ankle, your knee and your hip. Coming all the way back to the little seed you sowed here in your pelvis and then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left leg and sowing your seeds of intention here on your left hip, your left knee and your left ankle. Seeds of nurture, of nourishment, and being loved. Five tiny little seeds for the very tips of your toes. Happiness for your toes, joyousness for your toes, freedom for your toes. Lighter, brighter, and having fun even at the very tips of your toes. Starting to press those seeds in, feeling the texture of the earth between your fingers as you press the seeds into the soil. pressing them in at your ankle, your knee, and your hip. Pressing the seeds in at your pelvis and your belly and your heart. And pressing the seeds in gently in between your collarbones. And all the way to that little seed right there in the space in between your eyebrows. And perhaps deepening into the earth of your body. It's like you're here quietly within the earth of your body. Here resting and waiting with all the seeds. And perhaps you can feel that close and comfortable connection that the body of your earth makes with the body of the land beneath you. Feeling the beneficial boundary of nourishing one another. Perhaps you can feel all points of connection down through the back of your body or any place where you feel your body touching the body of the earth beneath. All the mycelium pathways connecting us all. So perhaps all the seeds of intention sown within your body are connecting with all the seeds of intention everyone has sown in all their bodies. Feeling all these seeds waiting for the right time, the right and ripe time to germinate, to slowly unfurl a little shoot of hope, the little leaves opening and slowly stretching towards the light. Slowly the stem growing and the roots growing, little branches growing, and growing into something perhaps even more than you ever imagined. And seeing the full potential of the seed. The plant at the height of its growth, blooming, fruiting, setting seed for the next generation. And feeling all of that, the potential of the seed here waiting in your body. And the full expansion of all that might become. Feeling yourself here resting in the mud. And yet seeing all the sparkle, all the joy, the energetic whiz-bang fun that the stardust might have planned for you. And then letting your awareness come into the space behind your breastbone, deep in your heart's core. And listening to this space. Listening to what your heart is calling for now. And maybe here in this heart space, you can see the little seed. You can see your little symbol on the seed and all it contains. Welcoming all that you're noticing here in the space of your heart. All the sensations, all your feelings and all your thoughts that might be arising. Welcoming them all. And then perhaps feeling into this flow of your breath, fully in the flow of your breath, moving through your body. So perhaps you can feel that sense of being rooted or anchored to the ground, to the whenua beneath you. And at the same time, you can feel that lightness, that joyousness, that freedom of your unburdened breath moving through your body. And you might want to feel that the breath is starting to create a sense of a beneficial boundary between you and the earth beneath, perhaps inviting you to break the connection just a little so that you might be free to move around with ease. So perhaps taking a deeper breath in and maybe a sigh out. So you can hear and you can feel the resonance, the recalibration of your voice through your body. You might want to start to move your fingers and your toes. You'll feel that you're unburdening yourself of your blankets, maybe letting your feet move around or your hands move around. Perhaps you can feel the textures of the blankets against your fingers and your toes. And maybe having a little stretch with your arms. Having a little yawn. And slowly unfurling, just like the seed will unfurl from its casing. And knowing that you can make this choice now, you might decide to stay exactly where you are and roll over and go into sleep. Or you might choose to slowly roll over onto your side and prepare yourself to move out of the space of Yoga Nidra, knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.